ونصلي على رسوله نحمده كريم ما بعد. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله يدعو إلى دار السلام. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi Ali gives an example which we have cited before, of a worm that was climbing up the branch and it had spotted a beautiful grape. So it was moving towards this grape, very juicy grape. So this was the destination of this worm. Slowly, slowly going up, up the branch to reach its final destination, that was this grape. But as it was moving up, it suddenly spots a beautiful fresh leaf, a green leaf. So it becomes distracted by this green leaf, and then it begins, or it falls onto the green leaf, and it spends its time on this green leaf, completely forgetting the grape and the final destination towards where it was moving. And as time went past, this leaf became dry, became withered, and the leaf falls down, and the worm also falls down, and it meets its destruction. So instead of moving further and reaching its destination, it spent its life on this green leaf, which it thought that this was my success, my happiness, my bliss. It became completely distracted from the final destination and the ultimate destination that it was originally intending to go and move towards, and that was the grape. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi says that the lesson here is look beyond this leaf, look towards the grape, like how the worm should have been seeing and viewing its object, its aim, and not the green leaf. He says, go beyond this world. There is another vision, and that is the akhirah. That is the ultimate destination. This dunya is not our place of sa'adat. Sa'adat means bliss, happiness, felicity. Person is sa'id, we say he is lucky, he is fortunate, he's a man of luck, happiness, he's got great fortune. And the opposite of sa'adat is shaqawat, where a person is not fortunate, he's wretched, miserable, gloomy, depressed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires for us sa'adat, that every person in this world, whether the person is a believer or a disbeliever, each one wants felicity in his life. He wants bliss, happiness, enjoyment, comfort. The person wants joy in his life. So nobody wants to be in this world living a life of depression and misfortune, bad luck, pain, anxiety, suffering, living a very gloomy, forlorn life. No. Everybody wants to be happy. But when a person views happiness from the spectacles of a disbeliever, that enjoyment and felicity which a disbeliever looks towards as being success and happiness and enjoyment is totally different from that of a believer. A disbeliever for him is the opulence of this world, the material possessions of this world, the gold, the silver, the glitter, the glamour, flashy cars, branded clothes, the fashion moving with the times, parties, leisure, entertainment. A life outwardly looks very nice. The person seems to be having plenty full of this dunya. He's got a lot of maal. Perhaps he's got power, he's got authority, he's got strength. He's got a huge bungalow, palatial home. And this is what the disbeliever thinks happiness to be. But when one probes the lives of many of these people, especially the superstars, so-called superstars, celebrities, which live very glamorous lives, and many of our youngsters, our youth, try to imitate that type of life. They will cut their hair to mimic and imitate that type of lifestyle and that type of hairstyle, and they will wear that type of clothes and those branded clothes and those type of food and enjoyment and leisure, thinking that is sa'adat, whereas that is not sa'adat. As I said, when somebody probes into their lives and we find so many a celebrity outwardly lived a glamorous life, but the person took away his own life or her own life. They committed suicide. They could not take it anymore. Outside, it seems very good. Inside, the person is suffering azab. Sa'adat, happiness, is not in the enjoyment of this dunya. There is the external comfort a person may have, bodily, physical comfort. Person got a nice aircon, he's got, perhaps in winter, he's got a heater, or he's got a nice home, and he's enjoying. But how often, inside the home, there is only azab. There's fights, there's quarrels, there's no peace, there's arguments all the time. The disbeliever thinks that its happiness is the leaf, and it forgets the grape, because he doesn't believe in the akhirat. The disbeliever does not believe in the akhirat. The mu'min believes in the akhirat. And true happiness, true bliss and enjoyment and comfort and sa'adat and success for a believer is when Allah gives him happiness of his soul, his inner self. He may not have material possessions as a wealthy person. He may not be earning as much as a wealthy person, but he has qana'at in his life, he has contentment. And that gives him peace of mind, serenity of the heart. He's always happy, he's smiling. Allama Shatibi rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions the alamat, the signs of sa'adat, of happiness and bliss. And the first one he says, Taysiru ta'at. When a person now begins to find himself obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very easily. Previously, namaz, salah was a so-called boj on his head, a burden for him. It was difficult. But the moment he made a firm resolve, a firm intention, and he was dedicated, genuine, sincere, he applied himself correctly, then that salah became not just easy but enjoyable. He's reading nafil. Before, he never read his sunnah also. Now his sunnah is reading, and he's making sure he reads his 5 times for salah on time, properly. So taysiru ta'at, roza became easy for the person. Zakat, hajj, everything becomes easy for the person. He's now enjoying obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is one sign of happiness, bliss and sa'adat of a believer. And the second thing he will find is, or second sign is, muwafaqatu sunnah. Now the person is concerned about bringing sunnah in his life. So you see, now there's a change in his life. He'll bring external sunnah, he'll bring internal sunnah. He'll be particular about following the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ. He will ask, he'll inquire, is this the sunnah practice of Rasulullah ﷺ? Is this the way he got married? Is this the way Rasulullah lived? Is this what Rasulullah would eat? This is how he would eat? This is the clothing he would wear? Now, muwafaqatu sunnah, his life is in conformance with the sunnah of Rasulullah. So first, the ta'at, obedience to Allah, becomes easy for him, and then the sunnah now comes into his life. How often you see a youngster, when he really makes up his mind and he wants to change his life? These are the signs you see in his life. He's reading Quran in the masjid, he's sitting for longer periods in the masjid, is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bring the sunnah into his life. And the third sign is suhbatu ahli salah. Now the person wants to find the company of people who are pious and good. People who will help him on the road towards Allah. Obedience of Allah Ta'ala became easy for him. Sunnah is coming into his life. Now he finds enjoyment and happiness, not in the company of his friends who take drugs, who drink liquor, wine, beer, who listen to music and just look at women in haram. Now this person is searching for people who of pious company. All this is because he is getting sa'adat in his life. True happiness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, the miftah, the key to sa'adat, the key to success, felicity, bliss, happiness, enjoyment is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will give these keys to his friends. Those who are obeying him. Those who enjoy taking his name. Those even at night when they are sleeping and they wake up or their eyes open, even at that time they are connected to Allah. Like how it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the man is sleeping and his eyes open, ta'arra, he tosses, he moves his karwat, his side. He may be stretching his body a bit, his muscles. And at that time too, he recites the fourth kalima. He recites the third kalima. Allahumma filli warhamni. He makes dua to Allah. At that time too, he gets enjoyment in taking the name of Allah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Because this believer has become the true lover of Allah. At any given time, wherever he may be, day or night, he is connected to Allah. He gets enjoyment in taking Allah Ta'ala's name. So this person now is in the company of the good, the pious. Now automatically what is happening? He listens to their advices and their guidance and their guidelines. Now he develops a good akhlaq and character. Previously he could not control his eyes, now he's controlling his gaze. Previously he had a harsh tongue, he was cruel, or he should become angry very quickly. Now he's controlling his anger. Previously he had greed in him. Now he's making sure that greed is now moving away from his life. All these spiritual maladies he had, the bad akhlaq and conduct, previously he was not kind to his parents and obedient to his parents. Now suddenly humility is coming into his life. Now he humbles himself before his parents. Now he's an obedient child. He takes care of the old and those who are weak. So now good akhlaq is coming into him. And after good akhlaq comes into the person, so that is husnul khuluq. Then ihtimamuhu bil badlul ma'roof. Now he is doing good acts of charity. If somebody is suffering in Gaza, he wants to assist them. Some poor person has got no blanket in winter, he makes sure he finds some blanket, some food for the person. Badlul ma'roof, all the time. His gaze never went to all those good things before. He didn't have sa'adat in his life. Now when sa'adat, true happiness and success comes into his life, all these good qualities come into him. Badlul ma'roof, he's being kind to people. After this, the next sign is ihtimamuhu bil muslimin. Now he gets concern and worry and fikr for the Muslims at large. Now when some Muslim is suffering in some part of the world, he also feels the pain. Previously he would just hear and show no botheration. Nothing would happen to him. Now in the dark hours of the night, even on his bed he will raise his hand. And he will make dua to Allah to grant those people afiyat and protection and safety. If any Muslim is suffering in any way, financial problem, then this person will try and arrange for some help for that person. Now he has ihtimamuhu bil muslimin, concern about the Muslims. Somebody hasn't got iman, he's worried about that man leaving this world with iman. Somebody's iman is weak, his deen is weak. This man is concerned that how this person could also become a good believer, a pious believer. So this is his hum, his fikr. And the next and the last sign of sa'adat, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, he says, mura'atuhu lil waqt. Now he is very, very careful as how he spends his time. All the time his gaze is on the time. It is time for salah, time for Quran, time for dhikr, time to meet this person who is in need, time to visit the orphans, time to see to this. So everything now, he works around the time. Previously he would waste his time, hours would go past with his friends. Previously he didn't bother about coming for salah on time. Previously there was no worry about doing things on time. He was always late. Now, mura'atuhu lil waqt, time. He values time. He realizes time is going to pass. My life will come to an end. And therefore, he makes sure that he appreciates every second of his life and he values it and he tries his utmost to spend it correctly. So these were some of the signs that Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned. Others have also mentioned, إِذَا زِيدَ فِي الْعِلْمِ, when this person's knowledge increases, knowledge of deen, then now he becomes more humble. He becomes more humble. The more knowledge he gets, the more humble he becomes. This is another sign of sa'adat in this person's life. And when he gets more wealth, then now he wants to spend more, when he wants to make infaq. إِذَا زِيدَ فِي مَالِهِ أَنْفَقَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And this person now, when his lifespan is increasing, he's getting older, now hirs, greed comes out of his heart. So this is another sign that this person has got the sa'adat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected friends and elders, every day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran is mentioned. Allah has given us an invitation. Allah has called out to us. Wallahu yad'u ila daris salam. Allah calls you to the house of peace. That is Jannah. That's the invite. Allah is the inviter. We are being invited. What a beautiful invitation. A house, Allah mentions in the Quran as Darus Salam, where there will be absolute peace, serenity, no depression, no suffering whatsoever, no hunger, no pain, no disease, no ill health. It is just enjoyment, peace and happiness, no noise. There's no chaos, no fights, no war, no anarchy. It's a place of rest, enjoyment, serenity and peace. Darus Salam. In a hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, every single day two angels come down. And they address the people. The insan and jinnat cannot hear the address of the angels. But this is the call that they make. Ya ayyuhan nas halummu ila rabbikum. O people, hasten, come towards your Rabb. Your Allah has given you an invitation. Remember the story in the beginning, that worm was going towards the grape. Jannat is our grape. Jannat is our destination. Like the destination of the worm was the grape. Jannat must be our focus all the time. We should not get caught up in the so-called sa'adat of this world, that the disbeliever thinks to be felicity and happiness and bliss. Imam Razi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned, إِنَّ سَعَادَاتِ الدُّنْيَا لَيْسَتْ خَالِيَةً وَخَالِسَةً عَنِ الْآفَاتِ لَيْسَتْ خَالِيَةً عَنِ الْآفَاتِ بَلْ هِيَ مَمْزُوجَةٌ بِالْبَلِيَّاتِ. The happiness of this world is not free from pain, difficulties. In fact, it is mixed with trials and tribulations. Every person in this world, you and I, we have two tomorrows. One is the tomorrow of this world. Today is Thursday. tomorrow will be Friday. So all of us have a tomorrow of this world. And we have a tomorrow of the Akhirat. The difference in both the tomorrows, the tomorrow of this world is not guaranteed. None of us know tomorrow morning he'll wake up or not. But the tomorrow of the Akhirat is guaranteed. Okay, if a person wakes up tomorrow, Allah gives him life. There is no guarantee that he will enjoy the boons and favors and ni'mats that he has in his possession. The man can wake up blind, may Allah save us. The man can wake up with a stroke or whatever other disease. How many a person, there's beautiful, delicious food on the table, but because of some illness, some ailment, he's unable to eat this, unable to eat that. But the ni'mat of Akhirat, unending, limitless, forever and ever and ever. See, suppose a person sees tomorrow in this world, he has the bounties, he has the opportunity to enjoy those bounties, his health, his wealth, his family, his children. But there's no guarantee it will be for a long period. How often a person went for a holiday, and suddenly there was an accident, and the whole family is wiped out, and this is the only person, the person he survives only. He lost his wife, his children, everybody. All that happiness, that so-called sa'adat that he thought was sa'adat, I'm having a nice leisure and happiness with my family, everything comes to an end. It's all over, finish. But the boons and favors of Akhirat forever and ever and ever and ever. Unending. Guaranteed. An example is given of a king, and he had a new wife, and he was just wanted to take a break. He was extremely tired of all the problems he had to see to every single day of his citizens. So he tells his army, "Now listen here, you make sure that nobody disturbs me. I'm taking this wife of mine, very pretty, beautiful new bride, and I'm going to my garden, and I don't want any person to disturb me." So he takes her into this garden. The beautiful stream, gentle breeze. And now he's looking for this sa'adat. And he takes her and he has a cluster of grapes. And he picks one for her. And he puts it into her mouth. And as he puts it into her mouth and she takes a bite of this grape, the seed pops out. And it lodges itself into her throat, into her gullet. And the color of her face now is changing. She's becoming red. She's choking. And he didn't realize that at first. And then he sees that she is suffering. He tries to pat her gently first, but to no avail. And now he's becoming frantic. He's shouting and screaming for help, forgetting that he had warned every person, nobody must come near the garden. He told his soldiers to stand outside far away. Nobody is allowed near there. He's seeking help. And before he could do anything, that wife of his falls dead in his own hands. So where's the sa'adat of this dunya that he was looking for and thinking that he's going to enjoy? The dunya, even if we live tomorrow and we live for many years and we have all the bounties and we enjoy, but there comes a day when maut strikes. There comes a day when dunya comes to an end. Ad-dunya faniya. وَالْآخِرَةُ بَاقِيَةٌ. That's the difference between the tomorrow of this world and the tomorrow of the hereafter. The tomorrow of the hereafter is forever and ever and ever. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. So respected friends and elders, when a person has made up his mind, when she has made up her mind, that I want to please my Allah, and I want to live a life of sa'adat in dunya and akhirat, true happiness. And we mentioned all the signs that some ulama have mentioned of sa'adat. There are many more signs also and explanation to sa'adat of the akhirah, the sa'adat of the dunya. But when the person makes up his mind, then he removes from his heart, she removes from her heart those spiritual maladies that became a barrier and a wall between him and Allah, between her and Allah. And when that happens, then Allah guides the person. When Allah befriends any person, Allah would remove him from darknesses of kufr, shirk, sins, evil. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. When Allah becomes the wali, the nasir, the helper, the guardian, the protector of a believer, then Allah removes him from all types of darkness, darknesses in the plural word, to nur and guidance. When Allah becomes the friend of any person who interferes with the friend of Allah, Allah declares war on that person. Man aada li waliyan faqad aazantuhu bil harb. When Allah loves any banda of this world, or any bandi of this world, any woman, any man, his slave, his bondsman, his bondswoman, if Allah loves any banda, any servant of this world, then Allah calls out to Jibreel alayhi salatu salam. Nada Jibreela. Allah calls out to Jibreel, and Allah tells Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, Inni uhibbu fulanan fahibba. O Jibreel, I love that person in the dunya. You too must love him. Then Jibreel alayhi salam is instructed to go to the skies, to the heavens, and make this announcement to the angels that Allah loves a certain person, you too must love him. فَأَحِبُّوهُ. Then the angels also begin to love this person. ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Then the people in the world also, they will also love this person. Hearts will be moved and inclined towards such a person. And the converse, if Allah hates any person, Allah forbid, Allah protect us. Allah announces to Jibreel, what an announcement. Oh Jibreel, I hate that person. I despise him. Inni ubghidu fulanan. You too must hate him. Allah hating the person. Jibreel alayhi salam hates the person. Jibreel alayhi salam makes an announcement in the sky that Allah hates that banda. Allah hates that bandi. You too must hate him. There's only hatred for him. Even in the world. ثم توضع له البغضاء في الأرض. There's only bugs and hatred for the person in this world. Outwardly, people seem to be his friend, but inside they hate him. They're waiting for him to leave this world. Because they need him, they will come to him. May Allah Ta'ala make us his true lovers. Oh, when Allah loves the person, Allah will guide him. He makes a mistake, Allah will pick him up, Allah will show him the right way. Allah will give him tawfiq of making tawbah, istighfar, and turning again to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So may Allah Ta'ala grant all of us a tawfiq. May Allah give us sa'adat, true bliss, true happiness in this world and the hereafter. And that can only be found if a person is turning genuinely, sincerely to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.